Hello everyone, my name is Pavo and you are listening to the first English episode of the Hack Košice podcast. Today we'll draw you into a little story from our hackathon last year where three friends decided to build an idea from scratch. They created a volunteering app where students and companies can collaborate. Things went very well for them after the hackathon and we'll discuss their journey from the initial brainstorming to the different startup accelerators and towards building a sustainable team. This is the story of Healthy. Enjoy. We are here with the co-founders of a startup called Healthy, and it's Peter, Matej, and Michal here. Let's get some intros, guys.
So, my name is Peter, and I'm co-founder of Healthny, and I'm working currently on the mobile application for Android and iOS, and also I'm a member of Hack Košice organizers team, and more precisely of sponsors team.
Hi, my name is Matej, and I'm really happy to be here, and I'm also co-founder of Healthny, and I'm 19 years old, I just finished high school, and my main interest is programming and web development, and I also really enjoy having our own startup and a little bit of entrepreneurship.
Hi everyone, I'm Michael, and I'm the third co-founder of Healthny. I'm 18, I've also just finished high school. Next year I'm going to study at the Massaix University in Brno, and I'm responsible mainly for web development in our team.
Nice. Thank you guys for the intros. So I would start off by saying Healthny. Healthny is a Slovakian word. It means basically help out, right? Or how would you translate it exactly?
Well, Healthny means literally let's help you or something like that. So you express it pretty well. And that's actually the idea behind Healthny. We are building a platform for volunteers and for volunteer organization, and we aim to connect these two group of people so they can better cooperate in the future. That's the first phase of our project. And the second phase of our startup is to build a reward system for volunteers so they can get unique tokens, which they can later apply or they can be rewarded with some discounts in companies which are collaborating with us.
Thanks for the description. So the idea is basically to get like lots of companies and volunteers onto the platform, and then they will be able to volunteer for whichever company they want, right?
I would rather say that in the first phase we want to collect a lot of volunteers. We want to have a big database of volunteers and of people who are ready to help, but also of volunteers organization. So these are the people who require or need help, and these are also essential for us in the first phase of this project.
Right. I also heard and basically I saw you at the hackathon last year at Hack Košice, that you started the idea at the hackathon and then moved on from there. So what was the initial idea, briefly said, and how is it different now?
Yeah, so the first idea arose from hackathon, as you said, and it was actually a mix of two challenges on hackathon. First was blockchain for students, and the second challenge was to help Košice region. So we saw potential in volunteering because all three of us volunteered sometimes, and we also saw potential on in using blockchain to reward those volunteers. So the first initial idea was creating only a reward system from Košice region to volunteers in form of some blockchain currency. And then after a year of development, it turned to, as Peter said, first of all, helping volunteers connect with organization, and second of all, this reward system for volunteers.
Right. And what was the role of blockchain especially?
Well, we've seen a big opportunity in blockchain because, well, we've came to a hackathon as as something new. We wanted to learn something, and well, we didn't know that much about blockchain back then, so we found it interesting. And in the idea, blockchain was there to provide users with easy and quick system of exchanging the currency.
Right. Yeah, I see. The tokens that were the rewards, basically.
Yep.
And you also won the blockchain prize, if I remember correctly, and another prize, right?
We actually won only this prize, the blockchain prize, the blockchain for student prize. And we also managed to get into top five, into the final.
Into top five. Yeah. Ah, right. Yeah, that's quite amazing because you were all high school students.
Yeah, it was our third year.
That's amazing. How did you convince yourself to go to the hackathon, and how did you build the team?
Yeah, so actually, all three of us are classmates. So we saw on social media or on some posters the idea of hackathon, and all three of us are really interested in programming and IT sector.
Right.
So we saw a big opportunity in our region, and it was actually first time that we saw hackathon happening in Slovakia or in Košice. So it was really interesting. So we talked about it, and like the entry was free, so we said, well, let's go there and try our best. And as Peter said, when we got there, we saw the blockchain for students, and neither of us worked with blockchain before, but we saw it as a really big challenge. Yeah. So
you got the idea from, like, you got inspired at the hackathon.
Yes.
I would also say that inspiring for us was also the fact that this hackathon was high school friendly, while other hackathons are primarily for university students, and that wasn't for sure something for us. So
yeah,
it was a really opportunity to try it.
I agree. It's a good opportunity for high school students. I as well joined the hackathon when I was in high school, and we usually want to get around 20% high schoolers. They are quite amazing, some of them. So yeah, another thing I wanted to go into was how did you found like the mentors at the hackathon? And you know, we talked about that you found the idea at the hackathon. You had to maybe choose from multiple ideas at the spot, and how did you choose the last one?
Yeah, so when we got to the hackathon, the place was really full of mentors and people who were ready to help you anytime and with anything. So when we decided that we wanted to do this blockchain for students challenge, which was proposed by the company Decent, we approached them, and when we talked to them about our idea, they were very happy and excited, and they were all ready to help us. And we even got one of their members to sit with us, and she helped us with all the technical stuff we couldn't do ourselves. So yeah, that was very, very, very great.
I would say that the blockchain challenge wasn't that popular maybe as the other challenges. So there were quite a few teams that were courageous enough to go and try to solve the blockchain challenge. So the team of the Decent was very happy to help us, and we couldn't finish our application without their help.
Yeah, I'm glad the mentors were helpful, because that was the reason they were there. So it's good that you kind of sit down with each other and develop it further. Were there any unexpected things happening at the hackathon, or any funny story that happened to you?
Well, I think that I'm obliged to say it. So I think that everybody remembers it at 1 a.m. It was actually night, so everybody was tired. We were exhausted, and we found the songs that were playing pretty irritating, pretty annoying, and suddenly from all of the blue, we heard song "It's My Life" in Russian, so a Russian version of "It's My Life," and it was quite surprising. So we got completely new energy for the next hours in the night. It was quite funny, I have to say.
Did you dance?
No. No chance.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit.
You might have been quite tired. I know the hackathon feeling at 1 a.m. Did you sleep at all?
Well, I personally slept only 1 hour, so it was a really short time for me personally. I would sleep definitely more on the next hackathon.
Yeah, definitely.
I probably slept the most of us. It was about 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah.
But well, it's not that much.
But I remember that I remember waking up Michael in the morning because he was sleeping too much, and we had a lot of work to do. So it was like maybe on third try I woke him up. But it was quite a stressful night, I would say.
But I would actually say that it's pretty good to sleep a bit more because you are more productive if you are not exhausted. So it's not every time the best idea to sleep as little as possible, because then you can get really exhausted and you can't actually work.
Yeah. I definitely agree. When you wake up after 1 hour and you have to just get up and go and code, it's hard to think when that happens. So how was how were the later phases of the hackathon, like presenting and finishing off the idea? What was like the last milestones that you had and the presentation?
I actually did most of the presentation when it comes to just slides and to prepare slides for the presentation. And I think that we began to make it maybe in the half of hackathon. So it was not just on the end of the hackathon or a few hours before ending of the hackathon, but we were pretty good prepared for the presentation because we already had the idea. We maybe didn't have everything coded in the time, but we had the idea, so we could actually make the slides. And then it was not stressful for us to create the presentation on the last time on the latest time possible for us.
Yeah, I see. Do you have any tips or what would you do differently on the next hackathon or tips for newcomers to hackathons?
So as Petr said, definitely sleep more for better productivity. But I also thought about one more tip, and that is to focus more on the actual idea behind the stuff that you are working on, more than the actual code, because like no one is expecting you to make some amazing application. You'll need to make a demo so you like show your IT skills. But you need to polish your idea much more for the presentation and for the judges to win.
Yeah, I think that's pretty crucial too. It needs to like make sense in front of the judges, in front of everyone. Okay, so just to recap, go ahead.
Maybe I would like to add my personal tip. It would be think before you start the code, because when we came to the hackathon and we already had the idea, we started to code right ahead, and then it happened like 3 or 4 times that I was learning some new technology or programming language, and after half an hour or 1 hour of studying, Matej said to me, you know what, Michael, we're doing something different, and this is not good for what we want to do, so start learning something else. And I was like, well, yeah, so yeah. That would be my personal tip.
I agree. Okay, so that was the hackathon story. I think it's quite a success story. Just to recap, so Petr, Matej, and Michal came to the hackathon as friends from high school. They made basically an idea. They were inspired at the spot by mentors, and they put it together, and they won blockchain challenge and got into top 5. So that's a summary of what we were talking about. Next one, I wanted to talk a bit more about two of you, Matej and Petr, you joined the hackathon team. What motivated you to join Hackkošice after being at the hackathon?
Well, I was asked of then project leader of Hackkošice, of Juraj, and we had a call. He presented me what you would normally do in a Hackkošice organizers team, and I found it pretty neat, so I decided to give it a shot. And for me personally, it was just before, just after the language exams in German language, which was for me crucial in that time. And after that, I had a lot of free time, so I decided to give it a shot because it can be a really good time filler. And actually, it was just before the Corona crisis. So during this time, I had a lot of free time. And I could devote a lot of my free time to this project, to Hackkošice, because I couldn't go outside, etc. So it was pretty interesting, and I think it's a really great experience to also to our startup, and also for me personally, because I learned how to manage things, how to be responsible, etc. So it's a really great experience for me personally.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I agree. And what would you say? Is it better to organize or be at a hackathon?
Well, that's a really hard question. Definitely or harder.
How are they different?
Yeah, I think it's definitely harder to be part of organizers team. But I don't have this experience of being organizers at the hackathon because it wasn't already it wasn't organized yet. Because we had to postpone or reschedule the hackathon. So
yes.
I think I could better answer this question if I had this experience. But I think that both are great. And if you had the opportunity either to join organizers team or at least to be attendee of hackathon, it's always a great idea to do that.
Thanks for the insight. So let's move on. After the hackathon, what was the main motivation to continue with the app?
So for us, it was that we saw that people believed in it, and also we were offered from Descent to be part of their incubator, and also some financial support. So we just, you know, it was quite easy for us to continue, and we had some new mentors from Descent and financial support. So we wanted to continue, but we didn't start coding like after the hackathon because we had school to finish. But in our summer break, we were for 3 days in Descent headquarters in Bratislava, where we coded with their team, our app and our backend. So it was a really great push from them, and also they introduced us to new incubators that we can take part of, one in Košice from Technical University, and we were also successful in getting there. So it was another great push because we had our own office and open space to use. So it was really
great. How long was the incubator phase? Is it like a week or just days, or how does it work?
The Technical University Startup Centrum is for 6 months. So for 6 months, we have office, and mentors and workshops, and we are in third phase. So we are there for 18 months.
I would maybe jump from this question, but I have also one fun story regarding Descent. At the hackathon, we actually won pretty amazing prize. It was a 40,000 of Descent. So it's a cryptocurrency of Descent, and it was amazing for us because it was maybe one of the best prizes at the hackathon. So we decided we discussed how we will convert that into normal money, into euros. So we decided to use 1/3 of that currency, and it was you can actually check it on the website, and it was really, really a lot of money. But then later, after the hackathon, it actually began to fall down, and today's price is actually maybe 10 times lower. So
you will be lucky.
It is always a luck, and it was based on volatility, but it was also a pretty good experience that we actually needed to trade with this currency to get euros. Yeah. From that.
Nice. So how let's talk a bit more about how you changed up the idea, because I know these phases when you're pivoting and thinking about what how to change the idea to fit the market better. I think it can be hard because you obviously need to do some research and you don't know right at the start what will work. So how is this phase for you?
So I think we maybe still are in this phase we've just got out of the phase when we're constantly changing our idea. And yeah, well, the main reason was the different people we met everywhere. So first at the hackathon, then in Decent, then when we got into incubator in Košice, we met a lot of people there. There were a lot of workshops. Then we got to Bratislava into Uplift Accelerator, a lot of workshops there. Then the Corona crisis came, so we had to change our idea again. And then another hackathon, so we changed the idea again. And yeah, it was like this on and on again. So yeah, well, with every person we met, we changed it a little bit.
And I would say the biggest turning point was the accelerator or incubator in Bratislava called Uplift, because it was really time demanding, but also we had a lot of meetings and workshops there, and we talked a lot about our idea, and we had basically like a chicken egg problem. We needed volunteers for organization, we needed organizations for volunteers, and we needed local businesses for like all of them. So we split it up in two phases to make it easier, basically, after a lot of mentorships and workshops about our idea.
Right. And what would you say are the entry requirements to such an incubator if someone else wants to join after competing in the hackathon?
Well, I think it's always good to have a solid idea, or at least thought of ideas to bring at a presentation. And I think that you have to also show that you take it seriously, that you, for example, have already some collected data regarding your project. That's always good. And when you already have something like MVP, it's the best option of all, because it really shows that you have already worked on that. But it's actually not a requirement, because startups are really it's a flowing project. So if you don't have such thing, it doesn't mean that you won't get into the incubator, but it's actually better. It's the better option.
And I would add that you shouldn't be afraid of that, because it's easy to find such a thing and to fill your application. And for example, in Bratislava, we competed with companies that were, for example, 10 years in the market.
So the next question I wanted to get to was, so obviously, I think you three of you are the co-founders, and then the team grew. So how is the team right now?
Yeah, so right now we have 10 members, including the three of us. After the hackathon and the first workshops and accelerators, we realized that there's simply too much work we need to do with all the coding and also all the marketing and stuff, that we decided we needed more members. So we sat down and we thought of people from our school who could join us and be helpful. And then we talked to them, had like a small interview with them, and ask them whether they want to join us or not, and what they think they could do for us, and what they're good at, and what they're bad at. And like that, we've got 7 new members, all of them from our school. So yeah, there's 10 of us right now.
10 of you. So how is the, what kind of teams do you have internally?
Well, we have three teams, as Michael already mentioned, and we have a web development team, app development team, or mobile app development team, and also marketing team. And I think that this configuration is pretty working for us. So I think that our team is most productive in this way, that we have those three teams of four people each. Some people are members of both teams or two teams. And you have one or two people who are responsible for the team, so they have to present or they have to hold responsibility for the work which is or isn't done.
So you have some developer teams, and it's quite a technological product that you're developing. What kind of technologies do you use on stack?
We have basically one backend service for web app and also mobile app, and for all of this we use JavaScript to support backend and frontend, and for application we use Flutter because it is multi-platform, so we can same code we can build for Android and iOS, which is quite important.
I think this is one of the most important points, because a lot of people just start coding out of the blue and they don't realize that they need also code for the other platform. And it's always good to choose, at least for MVP or for the basic project, it's always good to choose something which is supported by two platforms or more platforms. And when you, for example, continue later on the project, when you will have a company which is 3 years or 4 years old, and you have to have something which is more sophisticated, okay, go on and do Kotlin and Swift. But in the first year or in the production phase, it's always better to choose something easier for you, what will actually spare you a lot of work.
You need to like minimize the technical debt, or how they say, so that it's easier later on. And did you ever have like a big rewrite when you had to start from scratch?
I wouldn't say it was a big rewrite, but for example, the code from hackathon or from maybe first half year of our existence isn't used anymore anywhere, because we had to rewrite it, and also we had a redesign, so we had to rewrite all of our front end. So we had maybe some complications at the start, but I think now it is quite good as we made it. It's quite stable and scalable. And I would say that we are quite lucky that all three of us of co-founders have some IT background. So we really know about all this stuff.
Definitely.
And also we have a really skillful programmers in our team that can help us. For example, we have our own server that we manage, our own Linux server. So don't use any like helper services for our product.
Yeah, that's always good if you have a good base of people who know about tech. So where are you headed in the short and long term, maybe?
I think our biggest goal in the short term is to launch our mobile app. Since it is already production ready, we're just doing some last testings. So yeah, that's definitely a big step. Our web is already running, so that's good. And also, other big step would be to start a legal company, since right now we are just a startup and an idea. We don't have any legal background. So we would like to do that in like a few months. And then in the long term, we would like to really launch the application in a big scale and have volunteers and volunteering organizations in all of the Slovakia, and then maybe add some other features like gamification for the users and add the reward system.
I really wish you all the best with getting it off and starting it and launching it. It's I think it's a great idea. And it's amazing that you embarked on the journey of the startup. So just as a few last things, I wanted to ask you, what would you say to your peers? You can like leave a message, and how do you motivate your peers to start similar projects?
Well, I think this is a pretty personal thing, because everybody has gained a different experience from that. But we have talked a bit about it with you, Pali, before, and I've already told you that I think that a lot of people fail at start, or they don't see any rapid progress. And yeah. I personally think that all of the startups have this problem. I think all of the startups have to throw away some of the first ideas and first versions of their product, as we already discussed. So I think that you shouldn't be afraid to fail sometimes, or to change your idea a bit. It's always good for a startup. So that's my experience from our project.
You need to like be persistent at what you do, and even if the rewards are small at the beginning, and see the big picture.
Yeah, definitely.
What about the others? Each of you can say like, what have you gained? Maybe also during the hackathon and during the startup. Most important thing.
So maybe what would I add to Peter's answer is that if you have some idea, it's really crucial to share this idea with some friends, maybe for example at the start, but then with people, and gather feedback and listen to the feedback. Like, we wouldn't be here with this idea if we hadn't had mentors or people that told us maybe this is not this won't work on the market or stuff like that. So, and the last year and also the hackathon really taught me a lot about this stuff, how to present your idea, how to network with other people, and how to create your basically network of people that can help you in business matters.
Yeah, definitely agreed there as well. What about Michael?
Michael? Yeah, so for me personally, the biggest thing I've learned is that everyone can teach you something, and there's something to get from everyone. With all the people we've met during the last year, we've learned like an enormous amount of stuff and knowledge, which isn't at all IT related. So that's great. I mean, even if you don't remember everything, you simply have the idea of how these things work and how to start a company and stuff like that.
Right.
So yeah, that's a great thing about having a startup.
Yeah, agreed there as well. Okay, so I think that's all of my questions. Thank you so much for joining the podcast, and we wish you all the best with starting and launching the website and launching the whole idea. So again, it was a pleasure to speak to Peter, Matej, and Michal, Helfny project. See you next time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Bye.
See you.